past. There's a lift up destiny. So we want to remember that we're transferring our consciousness to a new paradigm, to a new season, to a new station. So we want to feel that they're saying upset or disruption, but the idea is like we're interrupting regularly scheduled programs kind of feeling. So we really want to feel that. It's not just life as it normally is, that there's a new surround sound, there's a new broadcast, there's a new favored alignment, a favored approach. So the more that we receive this light and the more that we receive this in a timely manner. In a timely manner is you don't want to ignore it. You don't want to put it off to another place in time. You want to accept it now in its ready assessment. So ready assessment is it's good to go in the immediacy. It's not like, well, I'll think about it and maybe in a month or two I'll understand. It's like literally in our very midst. So allow yourself to shine. So when we're allowing ourselves to shine, we're allowing that light that we are to be self-illuminated. So just imagine the light just like being broadcast out of your pores, broadcast out of your cells, broadcast out of your DNA, and allow yourselves to travel. So when we allow ourselves to travel, we're going beyond the past consciousness. We're going beyond the past upset. We're going beyond the past statement. We're going beyond the past tense. It's so, what would be the word? Delightful, supportive, wonderful, astonishing, all these very, very positive words. For you to take proper attendance, meaning for you to notice your ready placement, for you to notice where you are, for you to notice the sunshine. So we want to remember your mind, other people's minds are going to be lower consciousness. They're going to be the old thought forms. So we're not going to like be angry about it. We're not going to resist it, but we're also going to look the other way. In other words, we're continuing to shine. We're continuing to stand out. We're continuing to honor that highest claim. So when we honor that highest claim, we become that golden rays, ray of light. We become that light itself. We honor our highest truth because we want to remember that we are light. And so the more that we can remember, we're growing in a quantum display, meaning we don't have to follow the linear little story along anymore. That is, we sing our song, and again, when they're saying sing our song, it's like holding that vibration, holding that note. So when we sing that song, when we hold that frequency, when we hold that light, we're introduced to our sunshine. So what that is, hold on a quick second here, buddy. We're introduced to our sunshine. So we're getting ready to glow, we're getting ready to claim. So in other words, we want to remember that we exist in many, 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 many realities, and they're all there for our wonderment, for our assignment, for our statement. And so we're stating it, we're choosing it by consciousness as we deliver our holy remembrance, meaning our light. So when we travel with this light, when we travel with this higher frequency, it's everything then stands out. In English, what we didn't realize was available to us in that lower frequency, in that lower consciousness. Now that we're all aglow, now that we're one with the sunshine, we're soon to be the same. So in other words, it's like we haven't even realized the possibilities that are upon us, the possibilities that are waiting for us. The energy of what we just stated, the possibilities that are upon us, I cannot explain how this group is like ready to take this evolutionary leap of faith. The possibilities upon us, we're getting ready to soar, we're getting ready to travel, we're getting ready to be introduced to our better kind. So the better kind, what they really mean is our light or our Christ consciousness or our higher self or our I am presence or whatever words fit into your paradigm belief structure, you want to make sure that you're good to go. And so the good to go is, I'm willing to arrive first. I'm willing to arrive ahead of time. That's so important because we're each leaders and we want to be responsible for leading, meaning it's not like we're leading another per se right now as much as we're leading our own consciousness. So we're going to have the old thoughts of the past. We're going to have other people's old thoughts of the past, old statements, old beliefs, old awarenesses. And we want to remember that we're traveling beyond. Again, leading ourselves higher. As we do this, we want to remember, they're just saying Shazam, but what I get from that is like this huge lightning bolt of love. So extraordinary, I want to say enormous. When I'm saying enormous, it's because the weight of that intention or that broadcast is so great. It's so powerful. It's so prepared, ready for us to come into our state of claim that it just sort of makes like the next logical support. In other words, I've done the old way. I know what it's like to keep traveling the old way. And so it's sort of like, here's our new assignment. Here's our new glow. Here's our new steady. Here's our new light. And so as we will establish this light and do proxy, meaning like we receive it now, we take it now. Would you like your packages now or a little bit later? Now, I'll take them all now, whatever you have. So allow yourself to receive that golden assurance. So when we're receiving, why wouldn't we want to receive? Some of us are still suffering with this shame or whatever that is. And so we want to remember that unconscious guilt and that shame and that lower consciousness. We've explored it. We've explored it thoroughly. We've explored duality upside down, backwards and forwards. It's sort of like, we're not going to find the answer there. That's what we want to understand. We're not going to find the answer there. So allow yourselves to join with your highest approach, meaning who you are in the highest frequency that you can now align to, that you can now establish, that you can now agree upon, that you can now assert. And so when we allow that to take assurance, it's just sort of like holding on, like I choose you, I choose the light. And then we're allowing that light to shine, we're allowing that light to glow. And so just feel your auric field and just feel it filling up with light. Feel your etheric bodies filling up with light, your cells, your DNA filling up with light, your entire address, wherever you're residing in this present moment, filling up with light. And so the more that we introduce that light to our consciousness, we stay erect, we stay assured, meaning we become one with that calm of light. We become one with that. They're saying supercharge, and the reason they wanted me to say supercharge is because we understand that. It's sort of like supersize or whatever it is. So we get that, like super, this is good, we want it. They're trying to make it just as easy as possible so that we stay aware, so that we stay erect, so that we stay in our favorite lifestyle. So allow yourselves to glow, allow yourselves to explore. Again, we're exploring this light, we're exploring our new consciousness, we're exploring our new destiny, we're exploring our new assurance now. Again, now meaning it's ready now, it's permissible now. And so that leap of faith is simply remembering that past struggle, that past insecurity or shame or whatever it is, that's the ego, that's the old paradigm, that's the old belief. And so we want to remember that we're really ready to toss that aside. And so the more that we can just feel that, we don't have to think about the logical mechanics of it. Well, how do I do that? What is she talking about? We just want to sort of have that feeling at first that this is admissible, that this is okay, this is permissible, this is allowed. And so we're not waiting on anyone else to give us permission. We're the ones stating our favorite claim. In other words, it's just sort of like, would you like the blue blanket or the purple? I think I'll take the purple. We're making a conscious choice. We're making a conscious decision. And so we want to just receive that and take responsibility for that, that it's a conscious choice always, always. I just have this beautiful goddess, forget her name, Swarovski, it's not, that's crystals. it's S-A-R something, but in any event, she's abundance. When I'm looking at her, she's just wealth and abundance. So we want to remember that spiritual wealth. All you need is spiritual wealth. You have spiritual wealth, you can manifest any other wealth that you enjoy. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to really orchestrate your rebirth so that rebirth is taking hold in the now moment, in the now placement. And so when I'm receiving everybody, it's just, you're all golden. The only way to explain it, it's almost like a golden fountain, because I'm just seeing the distribution of wealth. The distribution of wealth. So we want to feel that spiritual wealth. You can be like a spiritual fountain. You can have light going through your cells. You can just have the awareness that you're moving up in the ranks. Whatever feels most natural in your ascension. Whatever feels most natural in your highest claim. I just suddenly became a lotus flower. Like, there's no physicality, there's just a lotus flower. So this is the point. It's sort of like, enjoy it all. Enjoy it all. So receive, receive, receive. Allow that light to travel. So any concerns or people, places, and things that you think need some light as well, you're just seeing it just like overflowing. There's so much abundance. It just overflows, overflows. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.